Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kate and Michelle with the 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government has been accused of having a lack of vision and too little funding in place for conservation efforts in the recent budget. NGO Director of the Pew Charitable Trust Queensland, Andrew Piccone, says that beyond national park expansion, incentivising more private landowners into the Private Protected Area Program, which manages land as effective nature refuges, is a necessary pursuit. In addition, Queensland is still a deforestation hotspot with thousands of hectares cleared yearly, largely gone through due to ineffective regulations at the federal level. Conservationists highlighting these issues emphasise that the environmental efforts must stretch beyond renewable energy goals.
Parts of North Queensland's Cape York Peninsula are set to be nominated to Australia's UNESCO World Heritage Tentative List today, marking the first step in the World Heritage nomination process. Cape York is home to a wide range of flora and fauna, as well as many beaches, waterways, and national parks. The area also boasts rich Indigenous culture that marks it as a region of great cultural significance. While the tentative addition to the World Heritage List has been in the works for many years, some are worried it may have negative effects. With the region already attracting 150,000 tourists a year, experts are worried that a full World Heritage listing may lead to over-tourism and put strain on infrastructure.
In national news, a new report from the Workplace Gender Equality Agency shows that Australian women working in the public sector are paid an average of $19,000 less than men. The comprehensive report also found that the gender pay gap is even larger within the private sector, with women paid $26,000 less than their male counterparts. The report found that lower-paying non-managerial roles are more likely to be dominated by women, whereas men dominate the higher paying roles. Chief Executive of the Workplace Gender Equality Agency, Mary Woolridge, says she hopes the findings of the report will drive employers to take action to reduce the gender pay gap.
The Coalition's pursuit of nuclear reactors in 7 communities would proceed even if locals are opposed, as confirmed yesterday by Nationals leader David Littleproud, citing a need to make tough decisions in the national interest. A few MPs, however, are wary of going forward without community support, with Liberal MP Rick Wilson having previously stated that a social license is a prerequisite for any major energy infrastructure project. Littleproud has said that preliminary assessments have been made for the proposed nuclear power sites and that further assessments will be made in order to assure the geological suitability of the projects in the proposed locations.
In international news, 2 Just Stop Oil protesters in southern England have spray-painted Stonehenge with orange spray paint ahead of the summer solstice. Thousands are expected to tour the 5,000-year-old Neolithic stone structure to celebrate the change of season and witness the sunrise align perfectly with the archaeological phenomenon. The climate protesters demand that the incoming government commit to stop the use of fossil fuels by 2030, adding that standing inert for generations works well for stones, not climate policy. The protesters have been arrested.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cool and mostly clear skies with light winds. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23 degrees. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.